Good morning. It's Tuesday, December 9th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A major constitutional battle is unfolding at the U.S. Supreme Court. Justices signaled Monday that they may expand presidential authority to fire federal officials, a move that could reshape the structure of independent agencies. The case stems from President Trump's removal of FTC Commissioner Rebecca Slaughter, despite laws stating commissioners can only be fired for cause. Conservative justices questioned the long-standing 1935 Humphreys executor ruling, which protects agencies like the FTC from political interference. Solicitor General John Sauer called the precedent a decaying husk, while Slaughter argues overturning it would erode agency independence. A final decision is months away, but the arguments suggest a dramatic shift in executive power may be on the horizon. Another news. Farmers struggling with low crop prices and trade pressures are set to receive a major boost. President Trump on Monday unveiled a $12 billion aid package, with $11 billion dedicated to one-time payments for row crops under the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. The move comes as trade tensions, especially with China, continue to hurt soybean, sorghum, and corn growers. Standing alongside top agriculture officials, Trump said boosting domestic production is key to lowering grocery costs. Farmers welcome the relief, but noted it won't fix long-term challenges like high input prices and shrinking export markets. Officials say the plan is meant to carry producers into a better market environment next year. More aid could follow depending on global conditions around the world. Pressure is mounting for a breakthrough in the war in Ukraine. European leaders meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky in London urged faster progress on a revised peace plan developed with U.S. officials last week. Zelensky said major anti-Ukrainian points had been removed from the initial draft, but key disputes, particularly over territorial concessions, remain unresolved. As Washington pushes for a swift deal, European leaders emphasize that Ukraine still needs stronger security guarantees before signing any agreement. Zelensky traveled on to Brussels to brief NATO, saying Kyiv will present a new version of the plan tomorrow. With winter fighting intensifying, negotiators say the next round of discussions could be decisive for the future of the conflict. Another news, a powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake shook northeastern Japan late Monday, injuring at least 30 people and triggering brief tsunami warnings. The quake struck offshore near Aomori at a depth of 50 kilometers, sending 70-centimeter waves onto the coast and knocking out power to thousands of homes. Train services were halted, evacuation orders were issued for nearly 90,000 residents, and officials warned that another strong tremor could follow within a week. Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi urged citizens to remain alert and review emergency plans. Authorities report no irregularities at nearby nuclear plants, including Fukushima. Japan, sitting on the seismically active Ring of Fire, experiences frequent quakes, but Monday's tremor was among the strongest this year. Another news. Tensions flared sharply along the Thai-Cambodian border on Monday as Thailand carried out airstrikes in response to renewed fighting. Both sides blamed each other for escalating violence that has killed four Cambodian civilians and one Thai soldier. The clashes follow months of sporadic skirmishes over disputed territory mapped during French colonial rule. Thailand's military said its strikes targeted only military objectives, while Cambodia accused Thai forces of firing tank rounds near historic temples and pushing into local villages. More than 35,000 Thais and over 1,000 Cambodian families have evacuated. With no clear end in sight, regional analysts warn the conflict risks widening unless both governments return to stalled peace talks. Now you know and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.